The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Episode 261, Let's Normalize Secondhand Gifting.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, Black Friday edition.
Heyo, we're here and we're normalizing stuff.
Yes, my name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And today is America's actual favorite holiday. They may say it's Christmas or even Halloween.
Yeah.
But we know where the money goes, and it's we know that it's Black Friday.
If the Christmas decor keeps coming out earlier and earlier every year, how much more so are the Black Friday sales
coming out
earlier and earlier every year? So that proves it's America's favorite holiday.
I'm waiting for them like Labor Day just to skip right to Black Friday. Like Labor Day sales end and then Black Friday starts.
It's mark your words. People.
Yeah. It's like, this is a black one day. Like, let's not color the whole season black. I guess October's already kind of black, so it wouldn't fall. Like, October, Halloween, black and orange.
Gotcha.
Okay, anyways, happy Black Friday. Today, we are pushing back, not on shopping. We love getting a good deal, but we are pushing back on all of the vanity gifts and the obligatory gifts and the obligatory first-hand brand new gifts that people feel like they need to give. And today, we're going to normalize secondhand gifting. You're gonna leave this episode, you're going to feel like, I'm going to shop thrift for everyone, eBay for everyone, ThredUp for everyone. You are going to be so excited about it. And by golly, so will they.
FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/everyone. That won't take you anywhere. Don't plug that in. The thing is that even the best of us fall for this.
Yes.
We get caught up into whatever is happening in the season. There is this like feeling that kind of comes over me, at least.
You and I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you and your gift setups that you have for your niece and nephew over here.
Yeah.
Jill is so extra with gift giving. And so this episode's for Jill.
Well, yeah. Yes. And that's the thing, because, and I was just talking with my husband about this too, that my ideal self, my ideologies are one thing, but I'm realizing that in certain areas of life, my actions don't always line up with that. Like in my mind, I'm minimalist. I don't want to buy new. I don't want to buy junk. I don't want throwaway things. I don't want plastic. I don't want to just get a gift for the sake of getting a gift. But then my niece and nephew come to visit me and I lose my mind. I'm like,
so extra. It's adorable.
I want to go to the plastic section and just like get the things that I think are going to excite them. I do feel like I did decent this time. I already had some stuffed animals on hand and I bought crafts that we could do together that have like a carrying case with them, whatever. I could have gone so much extra and I'm still trying to hone it in. All I'm saying is I'm with you for this episode. We're all going to try this together. We can do hard things, but like even me, who considers myself super, super non-spendy, there are certain things that are like my kryptonite. And
well, and your and gift giving can still be your love language. Yeah. And you can do it in a better way.
Yep.
You can just get creative. You can improve. And there's prioritizing. There's grace. But there is room always for improvement.
Yeah. And well, we're going to talk about that today.
That's where we are today. But first, this episode is brought to you by our annual debt-free Christmas planner.
Woo-woo.
It's back. This free 20-page planner will help you plan your holiday budget, gifts, track online orders, write out your favorite holiday recipes, and even track your savings for next year with a cute tree where you can color in all the ornaments.
Oh,
it's
that.
Very great. So if you're already on our email list, check your inbox today, probably after like 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, and it will already be in your inbox. If you are not on our email list, why? Because we send free stuff out like
all
this
the
all the time. Head to frugalfriendspodcast.com/Christmas to grab yours, and that will get you on our email list so you can get all the freebies we send out.
I love freebies, and you just get them to your inbox.
Yeah.
We're like an email you don't have to unsubscribe to.
It's beautiful.
That.
Yeah. It's like not just like PDFs and spreadsheets. It's like playlists and different like articles, things, just always good stuff. And I'm biased because I write them.
And I'm biased because you're my friend and I support you.
Thank you.
And I also think they're great.
I love you for that. Mm. So if you are gearing up for gifting, it's time. It's the best time of the year. Then we have a few other gifting episodes for you. We've got episode 121, what to do after the declutter. So tips for donating, gifting, selling, all that. And then we have episode 34 with free and easy gift ideas, especially last minute gifts for frugal gifters, because that's where we spend the most money is last minute stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, I love all these episodes because I do. You caught me, Jen. You know me. It's not an Enneagram number. It's it's a gifting.
It's a love language. Yeah. And you are so good at it.
Well, I don't know.
Every time that feels like pressure. No, it's not pressure. You have a gift for gifting. And I am excited to see how you expand with this new challenge.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. The first article is 8 important reasons to buy gifts secondhand. And I would love to know how this article attacked you. I mean, impacted you. Jill.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to get me on board with this. I'm already there. I love the thrift store. I love yard sales. I love buying secondhand. And spoiler alert, a lot of my gifts are secondhand. And we'll talk about that in the second article about how we can do this and not offend people. But I don't really worry about that. I just do what I'm going to do and see how the cookie crumbs fall. But yes, let's convince ourselves further on why this is a good idea, whether you're already doing it, this will just be further validation, or if you're not giving secondhand stuff as gifts, here's some reasons why, and maybe kind of lower that barrier to entry. So I think great reasons here. The first is that giving secondhand reduces waste. We already know this in our own lives. So of course it's going to apply when we give gifts. We are not purchasing new. We're not getting it all wrapped in the unnecessary plastic and packaging that just gets thrown away. We are taking things out of the thrift store, continuing to lead to the consumption and consumerism that definitely we're plagued by this time of year. And another great reason, speaking of like reducing waste, is that these things often come pre-assembled. Like it not only reduces waste, but it reduces our waste of time. I don't know if you've ever gotten or your kids have gotten a gift that you, not only do you have to like use the jaws of life to get that gift out of its packaging, but then you have to assemble the gift. You've got to hunt for the batteries. You got to do this. You got to do that. And secondhand gifts usually come pre-assembled along with all other types of things, like whether it's furniture or you name it. We often, when we're getting so many things delivered to our homes, now we're so accustomed to putting them together ourselves. And so it reduces our waste of time as well.
Yeah, I love this, especially on Facebook Marketplace, where you get some of your bigger items. So that is absolutely true. Number two is secondhand gifting supports local communities and local economies. And if solely for the reason that you are not supporting, that you are just pulling some of your support from big box retailers. So that's kind of just by omission. You're just taking it away from there. But the article says that a healthy local economy is a backbone for a strong local community, which often leads to happier residents, more connected and invested neighbors. I don't know, one of our after shows where I talked about how I got a coffee table on Facebook Marketplace and ended up at a house I used to live at.
It's just so crazy.
So weird.
Yeah.
But supporting local secondhand shops supports the local community, and using Buy Nothing Groups, FreeCycle, Facebook Marketplace, you support the individuals in mm-hmm. the community. So we pay for items that we purchase. So would you rather your money going to Jeff Bezos or to your neighbors in your community? And I think this is a really, this is the same reason why we say keep your money in a credit union versus a big bank, because mm-hmm. your money stays in the community. It supports the local economy. And this is just a continuation of that on a more direct level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're getting to the point and recognizing that buying secondhand isn't just a financial decision. It's also connected to our own morality and ethics and the way we want to show up in the world. So even if I think it helps to reduce the stigma that buying secondhand is just something cheap people do, or, you know, something stingy that people do. There's so much more to it, and it's running deeper and deeper that I think more people are getting on board with, which I'm so thrilled for.
Like, you are buying from somebody and giving them money who also is buying gifts for their children.
Yeah.
Like, Jeff Bezos doesn't need any more money to buy gifts for his children, but the people in your community do.
Yeah. 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 And when you're shopping at local thrift stores, usually they're nonprofits, which mm-hmm. is supporting some of the nonprofits within your community. So it's like a win-win where you're practically donating to them while also getting some of the things that you need and helping you in your own generosity. My goodness.
Beautiful.
We're only on the second reason. We're going to jump to the fourth reason, though. We're not going to go through all eight on here, but secondhand gifting is more affordable. I mean, that's just pretty obvious. I think one of these articles mentions that she started tracking how much she was spending on her gifts that she was buying at secondhand stores versus what she would have spent on that item new. And it ranged anywhere from 56 to 96% off of what mm-hmm. the new items cost would have been. And that's massive. Even when we talk about, I know we did a couponing episode, like the most you can expect to save on a new item is like 10 to 15%.
Oh, if you're lucky.
Yeah. So if you're talking 56 to 96% off of what the new item would have been, my goodness, that's steep discounts.
That's where to focus.
But also what it means is that we can still buy high quality. I mean, I have rarely been to a thrift store where I couldn't find multiple things of high quality. Certainly, you know, there are things that you're not going to want or you don't even need, but you can find brand new stuff at thrift stores or secondhand places. You can find gently used, hardly can tell anyone ever used it. And people just didn't have a value for trying to resell it, so they donated it to the thrift store. I mean, it's just, it's more affordable, and And then that means that you can get nicer stuff than maybe what you even could have bought new, which is really, I think, valuable as far as a gift giving scenario goes, that you could give somebody something nicer than if you had bought new.
Yeah, I will do this again. Facebook Marketplace, maybe small appliances. We got my mother-in-law like a really nice foot massager one year, which was like half the price than if we'd bought it new. And some of this stuff is just people bought it. They used it once or twice, wasn't for them, but they couldn't return it. Mm-hmm. Like, I see that so often. Or I just got a rug for our rental. They sent her the wrong rug, said, keep it. It's more expensive to ship it back, and we'll just send you the correct rug.
Yeah.
And she made money. We got a discount, and it was a brand new, unopened rug.
Well, and especially when we live in such an age where we are obsessed with nostalgia, this is really working in our favor because everybody wants the old toys and games that us millennials grew up playing with. It's like coming back around full circle. And these things you can find at the thrift store, the old board games, the old toys, the old, you name it, video games, clothing styles, all of it. So it's like, why buy the updated version that the company's putting out when you can just find the actual true vintage nostalgic version at the thrift store?
Yeah. And if you can't find it at the thrift store, then you can certainly find it on eBay. And it will be a little more expensive than the thrift store, but it'll be less expensive than buying the new version for sure, depending on how vintage you want to go. But again, eBay is also a place where I go if I want a good brand name, or ThredUp, if it's like fashion. Like, my purse is Marc Jacobs, and I would have never bought a brand new Marc Jacobs purse. But my last purse was not great quality. It fell apart really quickly. And I was like, I'm getting a very good quality purse, and I'm just going to do it. And you can do that when you are buying like quality designer secondhand. You know it's going to last. So, yes. ThredUp is great. eBay Marketplace. Love it. Next, number five, secondhand gifts reduce carbon emissions. So if you're somebody who really values sustainability highly, we don't have to obviously convince you that secondhand gifting is great, but it can reduce carbon emissions in a variety of ways, so that you may not have known. So from obviously from manufacturing of new products that would otherwise fill those needs. Second, on the transportation of the new products from China or Cambodia or wherever they're coming from. And they decrease carbon emissions from landfills because fewer products end up in the trash to release greenhouse gases. So there's three major ways that buying secondhand can reduce carbon emissions. And it is, you don't think about it, but everything's going to end up in a landfill one day. Everything. So let's just try. And you pay for those landfills. You do pay for them, whether you know it or not. So let's keep our city from having to make one more landfill. Let's just make that our goal.
Or we can reduce the amount that ends up in a landfill if we're not demanding more things be made. Oh, I love, this is the last one I'm going to read off of this list, but number six, which I love, secondhand gifts can be really unique. And this has been my experience as well. You are not going to a store where there's multiple items of the same thing that are all brand new. You're finding things from other people's homes that they're passing along, and there's most likely not going to be multiple of that one item, which means that there can be a higher level of creativity and personalization for gift giving when you're going secondhand. You can find some really amazing one of a kind, whether it's a vintage item or something really specific to that person. You can find really amazing stuff. And as I'm thinking about this, even just reading through this article, some of the best gifts I've received are secondhand. I mean, my engagement ring is from a consignment store. I don't know who previously owned it, but it's a 1920s antique wedding ring, engagement ring, and I love it. And all of my other favorite jewelry was passed down from my grandmother to my mom to me. Like, these are the things that I love. And then, you know, of course, yeah, whether you're getting it from family, and because that's also secondhand, let's remember, like, yeah, we don't always have to pay for secondhand. Secondhand might be something we already have in our homes that we can identify a friend or family member who might appreciate and enjoy it more, yeah, or might be more fitting for their lifestyle right now. Heirloom items are secondhand and usually carry so much meaning to it. Yeah. So these types of things, especially at a time this year where a lot of us can feel the pinch in our wallets of what's happening in the economy, we can go meaningful. And that could be way better than even what previous years have been when we felt a little bit more fatter wallets buying brand new stuff. But where's that stuff now? And what have we kept? And what actually holds meaning to us?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this last one that I'm going to talk about is one that I feel specifically like connected to. And it's that secondhand gifting limits the support of exploitative consumption systems. And so we say frugality is being a good steward of all your resources, that frugal is stewardship and cheap is manipulation and exploitative. And when we are buying new things that are fast fashion, fast produced, then we are supporting some of these exploitative systems. And when we opt out, then we are telling retailers that we no longer support the systems they are using to create cheap stuff. So most consumption systems that feed our purchasing habits use labor from marginalized communities that are paid menial wages, work in terrible conditions, but it's really all they have. It's better than nothing. So it's not that we want it taken away. Mm-hmm. It's that we want to put pressure on companies to do better for people. Mm-hmm. And we can't do that if we say, I want more, 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 because they're going to give us what we want. Yeah. And they will ramp up the production of new stuff in concordance with what we're buying and the prices that we will pay. And that is what leads to these terrible conditions, menial wages in these marginalized countries. So when we opt out and choose secondhand, the only thing companies listen to is money. And we're telling them by withholding our money that we don't support those practices.
Okay. Are you convinced?
Are you as passionate about secondhand gifting as we are?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I feel so ramped up. I cannot wait to hit the thrift store for my Christmas shopping.
Yes, but before you do, let's talk about 10 tips on giving secondhand Christmas gifts that people will love. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet.
Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
My favorite part about spring cleaning is that post-clean clarity when I'm like, wow, I can finally think clearly. How was I functioning in that mess before? Kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan.
If this sounds like the type of spring cleaning your finances need right now, then it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Plus, you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/frugal. That's mintmobile.com/frugal. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/frugal. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Right, exactly. So now we're convinced this is the way to go. So let's talk about the potential barriers that people still might bump against in why they might do this and how to do it well for people.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest pushbacks, and this is listed on this article called Minimize My Mess, and talking about tips on giving secondhand Christmas gifts that people will love. There's another portion of the article that's very similar to the first article that we read, but we're looking at the second half. And the first reason, and I would say the one that we hear most often, is what if I offend someone by giving them a secondhand Christmas gift? And yeah, that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. It's worth considering. Not everybody is going to be as gung-ho about getting something that's been used before.
Yeah, you kind of have to know your audience.
Yeah, yeah. Read the room. Now, here's the thing. There's just general standards across the board. Like, don't give gross stuff.
Don't give
to anybody
shirts with holes,
including yourself.
Don't give yourself those things. Yeah. You deserve better.
Yeah, Jen, speaking of a shirt she's currently wearing that has holes in it, and she knows it has holes in it. She got it secondhand, but she's not getting rid of it until she gets rid of the baby that's growing inside of her by giving birth.
Limited clothing options. We've talked about this.
We're not going to get back
into it. Let's not make it about me.
No. So here's the thing. What if I offend someone? And I love the advice that this article gives of just ask them. There you go.
Wow.
That just totally lets the air out of the room.
I hate talking to people.
Yeah. Well, then you might not be getting Christmas gifts this year.
Should I not give them a gift? What if I've never spoken to them at work? Am I still obligated to give them a gift?
No, the answer is no.
Wow.
So if you're in casual conversation ahead of time, this can be some proactive work of, hey, what do you think of secondhand gifts? If they're really great, and they could either say, no way, it must come in a plastic or cardboard box with a brand new sticker on it. Or they're going to be like, yes, I would love that. That sounds like a great idea. There's plenty of great stuff you can find used. Then, okay, you have your answer. Now, maybe alternative or unpopular opinion that I'm going to say that's not in this article is there have been times that I gave secondhand gifts and didn't tell people. Mm-hmm. I don't think you always have to tell people. I mean, first of all, I'm not giving people coal or junk or something that's
underwear.
Gross or something that smells. And none of us should be getting, this is my personal standard, we should not be getting our underwear or our mattresses from the thrift store.
You and I have different opinions on mattresses. Well, yeah. I don't get mattresses from the thrift store. I get them from Facebook Marketplace.
And you did vet them. So like, that's okay. You're a little bit on the edge. You were living on the edge. Not totally a decision I would make, but don't give somebody something that is generally accepted to be something that you shouldn't buy used.
Right.
Like underwear. I don't know why you'd be doing that anyway. Uh-huh.
It might be weird in general to give a friend underwear for Christmas.
Yeah.
So like, think about that.
For instance, I've loved to give plants to people as gifts. So yeah, I have gotten used pottery and put a plant into that used mm-hmm. pottery. I don't gotta tell people mm-hmm. that I didn't get that pot from Lowe's or Home Depot. And they're probably more thrilled with it because, like the other article said, it's more unique. I have found really beautiful things within that category at thrift stores that I think people are more pleased with than if it were to have been new from some big box store.
You don't have to convert people to your agenda. You just have to be true to your values. Mm-hmm. And if you have a family member that's going to talk about you behind your back all year for giving them a new gift,
then don't do it. It's not worth it.
Then don't do it. Yeah, it is not worth the stress. Get them a popcorn tin. It's fine.
Or give them money so you don't have to feel responsible for what they bought with it.
Cash is king.
We're gonna... No.
Okay. Moving on. Number four. We're both going to talk about number four because it's where to shop.
Yes.
The best places to shop. And I am going to cover the in-person places. So, in-person places. Obviously, you know thrift store. Obviously, you know Facebook Marketplace. Buy Nothing Group. This is a good time to babysit your Buy Nothing Group. In the weeks leading up to Christmas, people are getting rid of stuff to make room for new stuff.
Ooh.
It's a good time to be on Marketplace and you Buy Nothing Group. Okay. So we've also got like Facebook communities, just like local mom groups, local whatever groups that could be posting things. Lesser known places, pawn shops. Pawn shops are really great places, especially for jewelry. Like Jill got her engagement ring from a consignment store. I got mine from a pawn shop and it's beautiful. I love it. So that's a great place for jewelry and other maybe high value stuff. Consignment stores. They're not just fancy clothes for old people. There are tons, right? You know, that's what it has been before. And that may be the stigma you're listening and thinking, I don't have any old people that I want to get clothing for. Nay, I say nay. It has a lot of people, especially children consignment stores. Oh, yes. All the clothes, all the toys, really good
and
there.
What I found with consignment stores is that usually they're a little bit more choosy about what they're going to allow into their store, because at consignment stores, the thing that sets them apart from thrift stores is that they share their profits with the person who's selling it. So they are definitely more critical about what's going to be on their shelves. The person truly believes that it has enough value to not only make them a little bit of money, but also the store a little bit of money. So you might pay a little bit higher of a ticket price. It's going to be less than brand new, but this is especially where you're going to find your really great toys for kids, maybe some nicer clothing, and especially jewelry. I think this is a great, if we got any listeners who are trying to buy jewelry this year, I found some awesome consignment stores is where I do well with that kind of thing. The real stuff,
the real treasures.
Yes.
But and it's curated stuff. So it saves you time as well. There's not as much to look through like a thrift store is. So if you are short on time, consignment stores, pawn shops even.
Yeah.
So these are, and then we've got your garage and yard sales. If you're in the South, it's starting to be yard sale season.
Year round, baby.
Yep. So these are antique stores. These are kind of your in-person places to shop. They're all great.
And as far as online goes, some of these cross over both, right? Your Buy Nothing groups, your Facebook Marketplace. This is both online and in person. But for fully online, especially for things like clothing and accessories and purses and shoes, you've got your Poshmark, ThredUp, Mercari. Again, it's, I would say, similar pricing to more your like consignment store pricing. People are trying to get a little bit of higher price point than maybe just a thrift store, still less than brand new, and usually very good stuff, gently used, hardly ever used, sometimes new tags on them. So great spot for that category. eBay is really great.
Oh, I love eBay.
You use it a lot more than I do, but it is excellent for all kinds of things, whether you're getting dishware to like vehicles. eBay is a really great spot. And I would say too, for electronics, that would be a great spot to go to.
They have a really great buyer protection policy. So you can feel a little bit more confident. I don't think I've ever purchased electronics from there, but definitely when I'm looking for a certain brand, a certain item, I have a lot of success on eBay, and I can find the same item like on Poshmark or ThredUp, and it's a little more expensive there. I save a little bit more on eBay and get cash back from Rakuten.
Yes.
FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/Rakuten.
I love that it works with so many things. My goodness. All right. Gosh. There you go.
Okay. Go.
Okay.
Go in peace.
So the final thing on this article for me is number 8. That as we give secondhand gifts, I think it can also take off a little bit of pressure in the expectation for the recipient. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, Jen. Well, number 8 says, like, let the recipient know that they can pass their gift on whenever they no longer have use for it. Mm-hmm. I think this is another really great thing when it comes to secondhand, because a lot of times when we've spent a ton of money or we've bought something brand new, we give it to somebody, there can be this unspoken expectation for the recipient, like, you must keep this always and forever and use it, and I better be able to see it when it's out at your house.
Only your mom does that.
I know, but
not your mom specifically, Jill. I'm saying, like, the mom.
I mean, you're not
mom.
Wrong.
But yeah, I am. My mom, too. Yeah.
Moms. Speaking to the moms.
You listening. Yeah, mom.
Yeah. But I think it can, and whether or not you, the giver, are saying this, I think it can be a pressure that a recipient can feel. But when we're giving a secondhand gift, to already say, look, this item is already getting more life out of it than anyone would have expected. So when this no longer fits for you, pass it on, give that thing more life. So there's just kind of like a mindset and a permission mm-hmm. attached to that, a greater freedom and flexibility in the whole gift giving exchange process.
Yeah, it really becomes the thought that counts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's
like, truly, genuinely.
Right. It genuinely mm-hmm. it's the thought that counts, not just, here, I got you this plastic thing that was on a doorbuster deal on Black Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really thought about it. No, it's secondhand. You like actually had to think about it. So that kind of brings to the last one I'll talk about is number 9, challenge yourself to shop secondhand at other times of the year too. I think when we are doing a lot of shopping this time of year, there's a lot of consumerism. I think this can be a really good like challenge to, okay, let's see how much secondhand gifting I can do this year. And then build up your muscles and your creativity and your planning to do secondhand shopping the rest of the year, so that when we get to next Christmas holiday season, we can do even more secondhand gifting mm-hmm. and we're more prepared. I know number 6 on here was to give yourself extra time. So this is somewhat something where like now you can start with the looking. It's not going to be as effective if you're waiting till the last minute. That's how anybody spends more.
Yeah.
Especially with secondhand, you're not going to have the time to find what you need if you are doing it at the last minute. So challenge yourself, start now, and then let it carry on through the rest of the year to not just gifts, but things you need regularly to build a habit of choosing secondhand first.
That was a tip that I do appreciate. I didn't really want to blow past either, is that the idea of keeping a running list on our phone mm-hmm. of ideas, gift ideas that we have for the people that we know we're going to be buying for, and that can help us to be on top of things and make the secondhand gift giving possible, because it's not as if I can go to the thrift store and find everything I need. It is a practice in patience, checking out multiple different thrift stores, holding out, looking online on some of these sites that we've already talked about. So having that running list can be really helpful when we do find ourselves at a thrift store. Oh, what can I be looking for? That's going to be really meaningful. So love that idea. I think this one will particularly come in handy for next year.
Absolutely.
Well, something that comes in handy all the time, we don't have to wait for a year and we don't need to keep a running list in our phone, but we can use our phone.
Already built up this habit.
The bill of the week.
It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the bill of the week.
Hi, my name is Lloyd. My pronouns are they, them, and my bill of the week is my fall semester tuition. I'm going to community college for 2 years, and then I'm going to hopefully go to UT for another 2 years. I was told that I could apply to the Tennessee Reconnect grant when I turned 23. I turned 23 a week after payment is due for the semester. But I did my own research and found out that actually it's students who would be 23 or older by January 1st of the academic year. So I applied and I got it. And I also got a scholarship for being in my school's community service group. And so my tuition bill went from $2,384 to $119 to -$580.65. I'm putting all the money that I saved on tuition into a 3-year certificate of deposit so that I have those extra funds for my final year of college.
Lloyd, oh my gosh, I wish I was as responsible as you at 23.
Holy smokes. 23, not even 23 yet.
Oh,
you
my
are 23
gosh.
Now? Holy smokes. Well done lowering your tuition bill. This feels like, I know that there's not a hierarchy when it comes to bills, but it kind of feels like there is, where like tuition bills and what we pay for our education feels like weightier than other bills.
Yeah. Well,
usually because it represents a lot of debt for a lot of people. And have like bringing your tuition down to negative and then having a plan for saving what you didn't spend. Holy smokes,
Lloyd. Oh my gosh.
Crushing
and
it.
You are giving inspiration to other people, because I think scholarships and grants are kind of, they're like, they feel like a gamble almost. Like, why try? Because they go to one person. But I think, I hope that other people are listening to this who are trying to pay for school. And they're like, okay, if Lloyd can do it, then maybe I should at least try. Maybe I should just make an effort. So kudos to you, Lloyd. Thank you so much. I was so excited for you.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Celebrating with you. You got a good head on your shoulders. You're going to be all right.
You're going to be good.
If you want to submit your bill of the week, if it has to do with lowering your tuition bill into the negatives, just being a 23-year-old who's crushing life, that'd be great. Want to hear from more of you. and if not, if you're like a 43-year-old who's still figuring it out, you matter too. Visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. Leave us your bill.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet.
Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
And now it's time for
the lightning round. I am so excited for this one. Thank you, Goldie, for our lightning round question today.
Oh my gosh, we have a very similar one.
Stop
it. Oh my gosh.
Ah!
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
We're morphing into the same person.
We might be, but we are still very different.
Okay.
I am still wearing a shirt with a hole in it.
And I'm still wearing a sweater. You're wearing a tank top, yeah. And I'm wearing multiple sweaters on sweaters.
So today's question is a secondhand item you'd love to receive. We are putting it out into the universe, our Christmas list.
I've got more than one, actually. Oh, Can I just list them all off?
Maybe. I mean, maybe Christian, our editor, could relay these things to Eric. And he can surprise you with them.
He can't afford these things.
he can't afford me.
A whole treasure. He can only afford half treasures.
Wow. Okay, Jill, you go first. Because I'm not 100% sure what this is, but I love it.
I spelled it wrong. I'm curious.
I thought it was so, like, an expression machine.
No, an espresso machine. Oh, that'd be funny. I would express myself through this machine.
Wow,
that's for sure.
I was really, well, I knew it was similar to mine. So I was like, what is this new coffee contraption?
No, I would love to get a very high-end espresso machine secondhand.
Secondhand,
I check Facebook Marketplace about every other month for this type of contraption. They do exist. It just is usually still within the price range of like $500, which might be something that I spend at some point, just like not right now because I'm still in the middle of renovations, but I still do check. I would love to be able to make cappuccino at home for myself. And I did have like a lower end kind of espresso machine and milk steamer, and it was awesome. It wasn't super high end, so I feel like I kind of could taste the difference. And then, it took up a ton of space on our counter in our kitchen. That was a dumpster fire that we couldn't fit it anymore. And it was a friend had given it to me, so it was secondhand, but then I just gave it back to her.
Wow.
And she was pleased for that. So an espresso machine, if anyone out there wants to gift that to me secondhand or knows where I can get one for a good price. I also have my sights on like a floor steam cleaner. I have seen them at the thrift store, but then I've looked up the reviews and there's like three of the same exact kind at one of the thrift stores I went to, which tells me maybe that item and that brand doesn't work that well if three separate people have put it in the thrift store. But I have high gloss floor tile, which looks amazing, but it gets really smudgy easily and it's like hard to get shiny again. And regular mopping leaves streaks on the ground. It's been a real challenge. I won't take up too much of your time talking about that.
That's so difficult for you.
But I think a steam cleaner for my floor is going to do the trick, but I don't want to pay full price to find out.
So true. Where is Jeremy? I haven't seen Jeremy, him in so long.
Jeremy's still here. Jeremy's alive and well. Jeremy cleans my floors every other day. So we have him set to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Jeremy, for those of you listening, is my robot vacuum.
And love it is Thursday. Jeremy. Okay.
So yeah, tomorrow Jeremy will clean. And that's great. Picks up all the dust and dirt, but doesn't like mop the floor.
You know, they have mops now.
I know. I think though what you need to do, because I've done a lot of research on this, is the water needs to be very hot so that it evaporates quickly. Because that's always the thing is like it leaves water like residue.
Yes, yeah,
so
you have large tiles that are very shiny.
Yeah, and the other thing is that they're saying you should use distilled water. Haven't tried that because I'm like, am I really going to be buying distilled water just to clean my floors? And maybe I value
the
beauty
lady
that
who cleans
much.
Our house requires distilled water
because there's minerals in your other types of water, and that's what also leaves some of that.
That's why I fired her.
Some people say you can get distilled water from your washing machine. Like your washing machine auto. I don't know. That was a video I watched from somebody in the UK. So maybe their stuff works differently than our stuff. But I'm like, how? What? How?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
All right. What do you want secondhand?
Okay. So I have been struggling this whole pregnancy. My taste for coffee has changed. So I, during 6 months of the year, will only drink like instant coffee, like iced. And that went away very quickly. I lost my taste for it. And then I tried to make a cup of coffee with my coffee maker, and that was a fail. That also tasted gross. So I have been, since July, either buying cappuccinos at coffee shops or coming over to Jill's house and drinking her coffee.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even ask you. It's palatable?
Absolutely. You like it? All right. So that's why I either need to get the full setup that you have, or because I'm lazy, get a Nespresso secondhand.
Do you think the Nespresso would do it for you? You think you'd like that?
So I have had Nespresso before, and it was when I was pregnant, and I did really like it. Mm-hmm. But I also didn't have the disdain for coffee that I have now. But your coffee that you make me, Jill, is fantastic. The coffee we had in Nashville, which was French press, also fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I think I just am skeptical about my abilities to recreate coffee that doesn't come out of a coffee maker. Mm-hmm. So I am open to options.
You've got a good coffee maker. I wonder if it's the grounds you use.
It could also be that. Maybe I need better grounds.
Here's what we should do. I should come over to your house with my coffee grounds and try it in your coffee maker, see if you like it. We're digressing. But yeah, I mean, essentially our dreams of secondhand items we'd love to receive centers around coffee.
Basically. I don't want secondhand coffee beans, though. That would be the only thing we need firsthand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll take my coffee. Is that secondhand? Kind of.
I guess. Yeah. We will both partake in it together.
That's true.
And I would like a Roomba. I would like kind of a top of the line one. So yeah. We got a Dyson that was top of the line when we bought it, but we got it from eBay. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we kind of do those things.
Now is a great time because they've gotten better and better. Mm-hmm. And as they're coming out with newer versions, I think people are more apt to get rid of their older versions where that might not have been much of an option a few years ago. So
yeah.
Check it out. I love ours. It's great.
When we put down our floors, we couldn't do it at our last house because we had like three levels, like three step downs.
Yeah.
So it would have only gotten one room. But now it will be able to get the whole house because it's all on one level. All the rooms except for our bedroom, which does have a step down. So those are our things. So if you want to send us your $500 espresso machine, your Nespresso, or steam cleaner, or your unused Roomba or iRobot.
Are we so old? This is what we prioritize. Coffee and cleaning products.
Yeah. No, that's where we're at, Jill. We are 33 years old. Ugh. I asked for a Dyson for my last, not even my last birthday. It was like 3 years ago.
No, and that used to horrify me. And I avoided those types of gifts just out of pride and principle. And now I've just embraced it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where I'm at.
I think I lost it when I married Travis because I said no Crocs. And then I married Travis, who wears Crocs. And I was like, well, I've lost like everything. I've won the husband game, but I've lost everything else.
You've won a husband. You've won.
Yeah.
1.5 children.
Yeah. So that's and I really lost it when I had kids. Anyways.
Anyhow, thank you all for listening. This has been so fun. All this secondhand purchasing. We hope you're inspired. And many of you know we have a private community where we do monthly money challenges, offer accountability because we all need that, especially when it comes to reining in some finances and paying off debt wherever you find yourself. And one of our members, Debbie, did something amazing. We're going to shout her out. Mm-hmm. Debbie said, shout out to Frugal Friends, the Detonators. So that's their accountability group name because they're so fun.
We have great accountability group names.
Yeah, the Detonators. Sam W. and my therapist. This is amazing.
Everything, girl.
We are the four corners. The Frugal Friends, the Detonators, Sam and Debbie's therapist. I have really wanted my husband to join me in making financial decisions. It's lonely and challenging to be doing it all on my own. It's taken 9 months, but it's happening. Woo! Enter open enrollment for health insurance, FSA, life insurance, et cetera, et cetera. Me. I would like to do this together. Him. Great. Let's do it Saturday. Me. With the research, it can take about 5 hours to make the best decision. Him. 4 hours?
You said five. She said four.
She said four. That was my bad. 4 hours. He says 4 hours. Surely not. Me. Actually, yeah. Discussion, 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 dot, 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 dot. Discussion. Him. Okay. It took 4 hours and an evening, but we definitely made changes based in joint decisions. Clap emoji, clap emoji, clap emoji. Wow. Star emoji. Oh, I love this journey.
This script makes me feel Debbie. Like I was there, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so, so proud because we don't do this like to get people around us on board. We hope that our passion will be a guide to them to mm-hmm. also get on board. And so for you to have this win is great. And for you to be so on that you're like, it's going to take approximately 4 hours to make these decisions. And he's like, nah, girl. And you were right. Uh-huh. I wouldn't have even thought that. That's amazing. Nah, girl.
But he was on board.
I love it.
And you know what? That's the thing. We can't ever point to one thing in particular that really starts to turn the needle for us. It usually is a combination, like Debbie's saying. So like find your people, find your motivation, find your group, find your challenges, memberships, whatever it is, to like bring all these corners together to really find a different pathway. And usually it's honored. That's the thing that we're seeing for our people in this membership.
Yeah.
So if we can be a part of that equation for you all, that's amazing. If any of this sounds worthwhile to you, frugalfriendspodcast.com/club. You can see what money challenge we have coming up next. You could be a part of a dope accountability group like the Detonators. You can come up with your own fun pun. You can rhyme.
Fun puns. Mm-hmm.
Make it punny.
Ooh, yes. Here for it.
But ultimately, just find your people. Figure out where that is. Do the thing.
And we'll
buy secondhand.
We'll either see you in there or we'll see you in the thrift store or we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
What do you think is Travis's biggest hope for what he would get secondhand?
Everything in his life. He would eat would and does eat secondhand food.
Food, that's true.
Yeah. Anything and everything, honestly. Anything he wants it secondhand, which is great.
Yeah.
I love that about him. And he gets me secondhand stuff, and I love that. He's very good at it. I don't really know what he wants right now. He wants to finish the rental because I want to finish the rental. We want that together.
All of us want that.
Yeah. He just got some disc golf stuff. He wanted a boomerang that he saw at a yard sale the other day. I talked him out of that.
That just brought back a memory for me. I feel like there was a time when we went through, there were multiple times that we've gone thrift store shopping together, like as a couple activity. And there was a boomerang he checked out then. This would have been years ago, but like before we moved here and potentially before we even lived here in our trailer. And he almost bought a boomerang.
So he loves Frisbees and those go forward. And right? A boomerang, I can just see coming back and hitting our son in the face. Or worse, our window, you know?
Not if you're good at it.
I mean, but surely Kai will throw it. He is not good at it.
Okay.
So we have more hands to think. I'm sure Travis will be fine at it. He's good at everything. But I just don't want it in my house.
I mean, with a Frisbee, that could still hit Kai in the face and break a window.
If you throw it at the window or the child.
Yeah.
If you throw a boomerang any which way, you don't know where it's going to come up. Have you seen the Peppa Pig episode where they go to Australia and everybody throws the boomerang and it just hits Mr. Wallaby's house? Like every single one of his windows, every time they throw the boomerang.
Okay. So that's what has... made your decision. Yeah. And he's never going to get a boomerang.
I've seen that Peppa Pig clip. Theory. I've seen that clip so many times. I feel like it's a sign. And now we will never own a boomerang because of Peppa Pig.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Eric still want an indoor water feature?
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's never going to go away. No. He always wants something. The one thing that I think we're going to have the best luck secondhand that we've been on the lookout for years and years is like kind of like a piece of furniture, like a storage organization thing. We've seen them before, but haven't ever been able to like pull the trigger on them. But essentially like metal drawers, like small compartments of drawers that he wants to be able to put his microphones into, but could also be kind of like a cool piece as well.
Form and function.
Yeah. Like if you kind of think like old library card catalogs.
Yes. Yeah.
Or like old warehouse or mechanics tool bench that was well taken care of that has like, you know, your little kind of like 4x4 drawers or slots. And he wants something like that for his microphone storage. So I'm on the lookout.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have any library memorabilia.
So many pictures to send of, like, storage bins.
Is this what you want?
The thing is a lot of that type of stuff does exist at like antique stores and thrift stores up north. But now that we're in the South, it's like, well, how are we going to get that to us? I can't go shopping up there anymore.
No. And we don't throw stuff like that away. Yeah. We treasure it.
Exactly. Yeah. Antiques aren't as huge of a thing down here as they are up north.
It's few and far between.
Yeah. That's okay. We'll survive. Yeah. As long as we get our coffee machines and our cleaning products.
Much more important.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.